After the War is Over by Maureen Lee. Read by Neris Hughes. Chapter 1. Bootle, Liverpool, December 1945. After the war is over, after the fighting's through, now that the lights are shining, what shall we do? Maggie stopped singing and grinned at her friends, eyebrows raised in a question. She looked incredibly pretty, with her black curls no longer hidden beneath an army cap, tumbling onto her shoulders. She tossed her head to shake the tiniest curls off her forehead and out of her unusual violet eyes. "What shall we do?" she asked, "now that the war is over and we've been demobbed." "I'm only going to stay at home till the new year," Nell said. "Then I'll be off to live in London. I'll find a job, a nice room somewhere, and live happily ever after like they do in stories." Nell was very tall, very clumsy, and almost plain, but she had the kindest and most innocent eyes in the world, like soft brown velvet. "It's only fairy stories that end happily," the third member of the group remarked darkly. "Iris grant you, old misery guts," Maggie snorted. "Nothing could be further from the truth. 'Tis my experience that stories always end happily." "You haven't lived long enough to know otherwise," Iris sniffed. She was going on for 30, whereas Maggie and Nell were only 21 and had been friends at school. They had joined the army together 3 years before. Iris had joined up much earlier, just after the war had started. She had nothing in common with the girls other than the fact that they all came from Bootle. Not only that, she was a sergeant and they were privates. Sergeants weren't encouraged to mix with other ranks, so she always wore civvies on the rare occasions.